Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's Thursday, February 19th. Coming up, a celebration of queer art, a glow stick dance party, a dinosaur experience, and more. All happening in Central Illinois this weekend. We'll call arts and entertainment listings are coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois legislative session is underway, and Governor J.B. Pritzker has his sights set on social media giants like Facebook and TikTok. Mawa Iqbal has more.
In his annual budget address, Pritzker talked about the concern that social media is harming kids' physical and mental health. So the governor is proposing a new tax on social media platforms. Companies would have to pay a monthly fee based on the number of active monthly accounts in Illinois. That money will go towards K-12 school funding.
Parents and kids deserve to have better funded schools. And if social media giants are going to feed off of Illinois families, they ought to support Illinois families.
The governor also wants to bar apps from providing addictive feeds and sending nighttime notifications to users under 18. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The governor's budget proposal includes a commitment to expand support for K-12 schools and higher education. The president of the University of Illinois system says he's pleased with those proposals. Tim Killeen says the budget would lead to a 1% increase in state funding for the universities in Chicago, Urbana-Champaign, and Springfield. Killeen says under his tenure, the system has focused on meeting student demand and keeping tuition affordable.
It's obvious that our governor has the same instinctive leadership position to make these opportunities affordable, accessible, wide open doors. Nobody feels left behind. That all resonates with me as an educator.
Pritzker is also calling for a school cell phone ban. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says he was a close friend of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, who died Tuesday morning at the age of 84. Durbin says he first met Jackson in 1969.
He always drew media and attention, and he always spoke to the issue of civil rights. Some people were uncomfortable hearing it and didn't quite like him much. Others were inspired by him. I was a person who believed he made a valuable contribution to the progress in civil rights in my lifetime.
Durbin says he had Jackson on speed dial, and the two would often call each other. Jackson was a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient and two-time Democratic presidential candidate, known for his decades of activism and political organizing. Parkland College received $3.5 million in federal funding to expand its dental hygiene clinic. IPM Student Newsroom's Olivia Dvorak reports.
During his visit to the Parkland College campus on Wednesday, Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said the funding will allow the clinic to train more dental hygienists and serve more patients in the community. He says the need for dental care in Illinois is urgent.
Anybody here been a parent raising a child with a toothache? Can you imagine 4 months? Can you imagine 1 year? I can't. That is the reality when it comes to dental services in our state.
Right now, Parkland accepts 36 dental hygiene students each year. With this expansion, college officials say that number will grow to 50. Here's Dental Hygiene Program Director Laura Hettinger.
It's going to help to expand the program, which will allow for more access for patients, but also to provide more dental hygienists, which is in a great need in not only this area, but in Illinois.
The dental clinic's opening date has not been determined. I'm Olivia Dvorak, IPM News.
Still to come, a celebration of queer art, a glow stick dance party, a dinosaur experience, and more, all happening in Central Illinois this weekend. We'll call arts and entertainment listings are coming up right after the break here on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with a chance of storms in the forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop across portions of central Illinois later today, and there's a slight risk a few storms could become severe. The most likely time frame for severe weather in the immediate WILL listening area would be between noon and 6 p.m., with the highest risk focusing along Interstate 70 from St. Louis to Effingham into central and southern Indiana. Even with the highest risk focused south of the area, locations further north from Champaign to Bloomington should still remain alert for the possibility of strong storms, producing a couple of tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds during the afternoon and evening hours. Colder temperatures filter back into the area tonight and tomorrow. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Next time on the 21st Show, another conversation with a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Democrat Jonathan Dean is a lawyer and solar energy entrepreneur. If you have questions, leave a message at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 19th, Night Out at the Art Museum. This is at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign. It runs until 7:30, starts at 5:30. Enjoy a celebration of queer art and artists with live music, guided tours, hands-on art making, artist demonstrations, and more. You can visit the Krannert Art Museum's website for more information.
And if you're looking to enjoy some music after the museum, you can head over to the Castle Theater in Bloomington for a concert by Chris Knight.
Now they're laying them off down a cake key, and it pours on the windows up and down the streets, and they're saying that it's gonna get...
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The show begins at 7:30. You can find out more information at thecastletheater.com.
And on Friday, February 20th, there's a local artist and author event at the Rantoul Public Library in Rantoul from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can engage with local artists and authors with incredible talents, from word weavers to painters to quilters to sticker makers. The event will open with Ray Miner, who is a children's book author, and you can visit the Rantoul Public Library's Facebook page for more.
And that same evening at 5 p.m. at the Rose Bowl Tavern, come enjoy some jazzy tunes with Jeff Hegelson and friends. There's no cover for this event. That's Jeff Hegelson and friends.
And on Saturday, February 21st, meteorologist Ask Me Anything, featuring IPM's very own meteorologist, Andrew Pritchard. This is from 2 to 4 p.m. at Solo Gratia Farm in Urbana. Anyone curious about the climate and forecast is invited to ask local meteorologist Andrew Pritchard anything. I get the weather from him every morning, Adeline.
And I hear you say it
Thank you. Every morning. And I hear from him in big weather events as well, because he goes out, and if you follow him on any social media, when it is cold and snowy, he is playing basketball barefoot.
That sounds
cold.
Super fun. On Sunday, February 22nd, there is a snowflake festival running from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Royal Community Building in Royal. You can shop vendors and enjoy activities for kids. Again, that is a snowflake festival in Royal.
And on Sunday, February 22nd, Dinosaur World Live is at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts in Bloomington, starting at 3 p.m. Experience the dangers and delights of Dinosaur World Live. This is an interactive family show of remarkably lifelike dinosaurs. I looked at pictures of this, and they are, in fact, remarkably lifelike, Adeline.
Do you have a favorite dinosaur?
I don't have a favorite dinosaur, but I should look it up. And I think I've said before that I have a not irrational fear of dinosaurs. I think they're amazing. They're super cool. But if a T-Rex was coming for you, there's not really a place to hide.
That's true. You don't want to relive Jurassic Park.
I do not want to at all. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.
That's all for 217 Today, produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Adeline Moy, Mala Iqbal, Arjun Tucker, Olivia Dvorak, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. I'm Reginald Hardwick. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.